This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in, and I hope that judge
is Paul Joseph Watson in for Alex Jones. Going to hit a few more final news stories with Anthony Kamiya coming up next. This is out of Breitbart.com. Fake news. USA Today issues correction after falsely branding Milo as white nationalist alt-right. USA Today issued a correction to their recent article about Breitbart senior editor Milo Yiannopoulos after falsely labeling him a white nationalist and racist. So basically, Milo came out with this book deal last week, a $250,000 advance from the publisher Simon & Schuster, and that set off a chain of butthurt like you've never seen before. Now, Milo couldn't possibly welcome that as publicity for his upcoming book, right? No. But they fell for it. They fell for the trap. The outrage mobs appeared once again. Simon & Schuster didn't back down, at least the US branch of it didn't. Credit to them. And he's got a ton of free publicity for his book. So, well done, leftists. You failed once again. So now USA Today had to come out and say, well, actually, no, he's not a white nationalist. He's not a racist, which if you know about Milo's personal life, which he brags about on a regular basis, then you know that that's true. Campus Reform reports Trump is Hitler, says Wayne State VP. It's a perfectly reasonable opinion. Once again, that isn't completely deranged, is it? A Wayne State University vice president is on an anti-Trump posting binge on his social media account declaring that Trump is a Nazi and his supporters are comfortable with bigotry. So once again, this is the Trump derangement syndrome rearing its ugly head once again. This is the syndrome that legitimized those riots that we saw in Chicago, the riots that crashed every single Trump event throughout 2015, throughout 2016. Remember the guy who got up on stage and tried to attack Trump? The next day, he was on CNN being lionized. Flip that around. Imagine if some alt-right person had tried to physically attack Hillary Clinton. The hand-wringing would be like you've never seen before. But the left does it. The left can engage in violent intolerance, and it's trendy. It's liberal. You create that kind of environment. You create the very kind of environment that legitimizes the brutal, racist torture of an 18-year-old mentally disabled man in Chicago, which we saw just a couple of days ago. RT reports, this is an ominous headline, the internet will shut down for 24 hours in 2017, causing financial markets to crash. Millions of computer users across the world could be blocked from the internet this year as the global network will shut down for 24 hours. This is a prediction by the U.S. technology security vendor Logarithm, and it is coming from the company's chief information security officer, James Carter, who told Business Insider it won't just be a technical issue stopping people from uploading their selfies on Instagram. He said, quote, in 2017, we're going to see it hit big time somewhere. If the internet goes down, financial markets will tank. According to Carter, there were signs in 2016 with criminals testing missiles by shooting them into the ocean. He goes on to talk about, quote, if you can prove that you can take down massive sites and a large chunk of the U.S. internet for a few hours, a 24-hour outage seems pretty easy to do. He's also talking about fake news will only get worse this year with hackers targeting major media sites. So, again, they're going to have hackers, whether that's authentic, whether that's organic or not, take down big mainstream media news websites. The frothing outrage and sheer panic will ensue, and then of course CNN will blame InfoWars because they put us on giant McCarthyite blacklists that they then have to back away from because they can't vouch for the validity of them, as the Washington Post said. But again, as long as they can engage in that guilt by association, anything like that will be blamed on us, and it will be used as a pretext for more censorship on Facebook, for more censorship of free information under the guise of fighting fake news. That's going to wrap up this segment. Anthony Camilla coming up with the fourth hour. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Stay right there.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Pancho fell.
Welcome, Anthony Cumia in for Alex Jones. Happy New Year, everybody. Hope you had a good one. My God, 2017 is just going to be amazing, I think, under the leadership, finally some leadership of a President Trump. I think we've seen already how effective he can be without even being president. Without even being president. He's obviously getting companies to keep their business here in this country. He's put the fear of a real leader into people. And I think leaders from around the world are starting to see it. We've had 8 years of Obama, 8 years. And everything that's coming out now where people are criticizing Trump can be traced back to his lack of leadership. I was watching the Russian hacking hearings today. Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. Watching politicians, we got spoiled
We got spoiled with Donald Trump and all the stuff from the primaries and then the election and the debates that him and Hillary. We got spoiled. We forgot what real American politics was like. Boring. Boring as hell. And I'm watching these hearings today and, well, Mr. Chairman, I would like to first thank you for your body of work over the many years that you have been in the blah, blah, blah. Shut up. I was getting nauseous listening to this. But they decided to all get together and have a hearing on this and kind of, hey, what are we going to do? The Russians and China and North Koreans, amongst others, Iran, they're all hacking us. And we don't know what to do about it. We heard people calling for preemptive strikes, cyber strikes, if you will. And these comments were coming from people that have no clue what cyber is. I'm watching some of these congressmen speaking, and it's just these senators, they didn't know what they were talking about. They can't comprehend. Think about your mom or your grandmother and how inept she is when it comes to cyber, computers, the phone. You ever see that commercial for the jitterbug on TV? It's the jitterbug. It's a phone with big buttons on it. I need big buttons. Does it have a camera? How many? What do I need a camera for? I have my Kodak Instamatic. They don't. The jitterbug. And look, they're showing people that are definitely too young to use the jitterbug. But a lot of these people, they don't know what they're even talking about as far as cyber goes. And then they're trying to say, tell us what we have to do to fix a problem that governments are intruding on our classified information because they're hacking our computers. It was sad to watch. It was like that friend at a party that knows nothing about sports that tries to get into the sports conversation. And you're just like, oh, shut up. You're embarrassing yourself. That's pretty much what it was. It was embarrassing to watch. There were a few people in there in the hearings that knew what they were talking about and had some generally good ideas. But a few things I didn't like. They keep talking about the Russians hacking the election. This is just completely fake. There's this image that conjures, especially since a large portion of the population aren't savvy either. Like these old jitterbug using congressmen and senators, they don't know what hacking is. They see it in movies. They read about it in books and fiction books. So when they say the election was hacked by the Russians, they picture, Natasha, I have been into the American computers. Now we will destroy. Here's a prime example. They use a Fallout 4, a video game graphic, as part of the news to show the hacking that went on. Really? That's what they're doing? Because they want to portray it as a hack, that this fictional hacking that we hear about and see in movies and whatnot, when the truth of the matter is someone got their hands on the DNC emails that were leaked because one of the dummies used a password. That's pretty much it. Therein lies the problem. Not that Russia is hacking us, because of course Russia's hacking us. We're hacking Russia. China, we're hacking them. Everyone's hacking everybody. Yeah, no Clinton aid, John Podesta. Yeah, password. Podesta. He wanted the, well, what should I do for a password? How about password? That was, ever since passwords were a thing, when people had to put passwords in, there was a rule. Never use the word password. That was pretty much the rule. But this idiot and the numerous other idiots that decide they're just going to leave this valuable information unsecured. Hillary Clinton had an unsecured server she was using. What do you expect the Russians or any other foreign country to not hack us? Stop. Now you're just being naive and silly. They're going to. It's part of the game. It's part of the espionage that has been happening forever. The second somebody made a country and another country was made, they started trying to screw each other over and spied on each other. It's never going to stop. So when you have this espionage going on, hacking is a big part of it now. So they will continue. But the thing is, make sure your stuff is in order. Make sure your password isn't password. Make sure your Secretary of State doesn't have a server that she's using sending stuff to her daughter about the wedding. Because that therein lies the problem. We've had 8 years of Obama doing nothing as far as buttoning up our cybersecurity. So now when the election happens and WikiLeaks releases these documents that, by the way, none of them were refuted. The Democrats didn't go, hey, that's a lie. So the worst thing that happened with this hack was that we all got honest information about the DNC. Is that bad? Is that a bad thing that we actually got information that showed them for the shills that they are? I think that's pretty good. Again, it wasn't a hack, but they want to present it that way, and it's dishonest. And then I heard them saying one of the military gentlemen that was doing the hearing was saying, "Hey, our intelligence agency is amazing. Amazing people working for it. You should trust it. Here's what the American and this is what they were saying. Here's what the American people need to do to help us out. You got to take all this hack stuff that you read with a grain of salt." That's what they said. Now, remember, none of the DNC documents and emails and all that were refuted by anybody. They were facts. These were actual emails that were sent. They're telling us, yeah, don't pay attention to those. Listen to us. We'll tell you what's legit and what's not. That is frightening. And no one's willing to do it anymore. No one's willing to just take an entity's word for it anymore. Real life house of cards. Yeah. No one is willing to just say, hey, the CIA is saying we should listen to them. And to help out our national security as far as this hacking goes, what we have to do is when you read something, don't read it. If you want to read something that has been hacked and presented to you, don't you look at it. We'll let you know. Is anyone falling for that anymore? Have we seen the blatant lies that have come out of our own government, the blatant lies and collusion that comes out of the media? Does anyone have any trust in the media anymore? It really is. If Donald Trump does nothing else, if for 4 or 8 years, he did one great, amazing thing, completely pulled every bit of camouflage off of the media to show them as the liars and shills for their candidate that they are. And it did irreparable damage. No one is just taking what the media says at face value anymore and believing it. We're looking around now. We're checking alternative sources for our news. You know, I don't even go to the news sites right away anymore in the morning when I go to check what's been happening. I go right to social media because I know what the most important story to the mass of people are that day. It will be right there. And mainstream media, they will feed you what they want you to know or not know. Or they'll feed you the misinformation that they want to give you. Really? Are we going to go back to that? irreparable damage was done. And if Trump can be thanked for anything, it was really exposing them. Anthony Cumia, Infowars.com for Alex Jones. We'll be back in a little while. I want to talk about these celebrities that think they have influence over anybody. Be right back.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Introducing the 2017 Make Our Bodies Great Again initiative. 2016 was a historical year in the fight against the globalist takeover, with the rise of Donald J. Trump and the fall of Hillary Rodham Clinton and her establishment allies. But the globalists aren't just going to take this victory sitting down. No, no, no. Already, Soros and other New World Order allies are plotting to stop Trump and shut down the inauguration. The info war is heating up like never before. It's now more important than ever in 2017 for every liberty lover to join the intellectual fight against the globalists and start fighting back against the attack on our bodies. With all the toxic garbage in the food, water, and air, we're constantly under chemical siege. Every level, making us fat, sick, dumbed down. Today, we're launching the 2017 Make Our Bodies Great Again Supercell Initiative on InfoWarsLife.com to help you take back your temple and fight back against the attack. During the 2017 Supercell, all of our top InfoWars Life formulations designed to counter the globalists' attacks will be on special. This includes Brain Force 30% off, Super Male Vitality 30% off, Secret 12 20% off, Liver Shield 20% off, Survival Shield X2 30% off, Knockout 20% off, Prostaguard, that's 20% off, and many others at InfoWarsLife.com. It's time to take back your health and make your body great again in 2017. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and see all the great specials on these life-changing formulations for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Yes, indeed. Welcome back. Anthony Cumia in for InfoWars, on InfoWars. This is great. I love it. Love it! I've had a lot of people tell me, I heard you on InfoWars. I like that. I appreciate it. Thank you. My God. When will celebrities shut up? They really have to learn. Here's where we want to see you. Are you a singer? We want to see you sing and hear you sing. Are you an actor? We want to see you in a movie. Aside from that, shut up. No one cares. They can't get it through their head that they're irrelevant when it comes to our ideas, what we want for our country. They think they can sway people. They think they have an influence because they sing songs or act or are on a stage, that they have influence over our belief system and how we want our country to run. And the pomposity when you watch them in the numerous horrid videos they make with the same format. It's a bunch of has-beens, wannabes, celebrities. And here's what they do. They put one background behind them, and then they go, and we need your help, your help, your help. Your... And it's the same format. At least come up with something different. And then they tell you what you should do to be exactly like them. Really? Rich and behind a gated house with security guards? And they're going to tell you how you should live your life and what you should do and how the country should run? Sarah Silverman is one of these celebrities. She's a mediocre stand-up comic. Did some acting in some movies. Not anything big or good. But she knows what we should all be doing, and not just us. She knows what the electors should have done and what now Congress should do, blocking Donald Trump. And she knows what's offensive and what's not. That's very important. We should use her as the litmus test. A woman who, by the way, was in blackface during one of her comedy bits a few years back, was in blackface, and... she said it was okay because she's one of the good guys. She understood that she, and people should understand that she was doing it in the context of comedy and being ironic. Because the left will always have what is called the convenience of context. Anyone else does anything that they don't like, that they deem offensive, it doesn't matter how you explain it, what context it was in. You are an evil person, racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, misogynistic, and a bunch of other ones. That's what you are, because you are not as brilliant as these celebrities are you? No, you can't see. You don't know. They know. And it's wonderful that we have them telling us what we should or shouldn't do. We'll be back in a very short break and more.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Infowars.com, Anthony Cumia. The media just keeps getting worse and worse. They've already been exposed for being the liars that they are. And they're not stopping. There's a horrific story out of Chicago. I'm sure everyone knows about this by now. Broke yesterday. A man was kidnapped and tortured for about 2 days, 48 hours, I think. That's 2 days. The perpetrators were black. The victim, a white, mentally challenged gentleman. And he was held against his will, held captive, forced to do degrading things. He was assaulted, threatened, and obviously from the video, in grave fear for his life. This is there's no denying how horrible this is. What makes it worse is the lack of honest media coverage. Oh, are these the perpetrators? They actually arrested them and have charged them with a hate crime. This is pretty new news right here. I guess they're having a press conference with the law enforcement in Chicago right now about this, but they have charged them with a hate crime. Now, this is something that should make everybody think we're living in an insane asylum for a country. Not that this was done. We all know that sick individuals are out there that do twisted, sick stuff like this. That isn't why. What makes me believe we live in a mental institution is that there were people arguing that this was not a hate crime under the guidelines of racial hate crimes in this country. I, for one, do not believe in hate crime legislation. I don't think there should be hate crime. I think whatever the crime was, that's what you should be tried for, and that's what the consequence should fit the crime. This is a terrible kidnapping and assault on a human being, and regardless of what their motivation was, I don't think that even matters. But since there is hate crime legislation, which a huge portion of the time is only used for white on minority crimes, it is refreshing to see that if we are going to have hate crime legislation, that it was used this time. But there was an argument all over Twitter, arguments and on news channels. Talking heads were coming up and debating whether this qualified as a hate crime. Are you kidding me? If there is a single definition of a hate crime, if you needed one instance to show what a hate crime is, this would be it. This instance would be it. To have people actually saying, well, the criteria, were they hurting him and assaulting him and keeping him against his will based on race? Well, let's look at the tape. Is that where they're cutting off a chunk of his scalp? Oh, and they're saying F white people? F Donald Trump? Yeah. Forcing him to say, I love black people? Oh, now they're putting his face in the toilet. All right. Now they're cutting his clothes off. They're hitting him. And more racial epithets. It was the epitome of a hate crime. And there were people on CNN. I was watching some of the Don Lemon, old Don Lemon over there at CNN. He had a panel of four people. And there was a Democratic strategist. There she is. Democratic strategist Simone Sanders. And she was actually arguing that this wasn't a hate crime. And saying that Trump and his racist campaign and whatnot got these individuals in the mindset to commit such a heinous act. Again, blaming Trump for four people torturing somebody with no regard for that person's humanity, none whatsoever. It is such a hard video to watch, and I've watched some just twisted stuff on online. But this is, there's a fear in this poor guy's eyes when they are threatening to stab him and laughing about it, that it goes right through you. And here's what's really angering about, of course you're angry at that, but what's angering about it on a bigger level is the media will not acknowledge that this is an issue. They will not pull race into it when it is an absolutely racial incident. These four did this to this gentleman because he was a white man and they wanted to hurt a white person because Donald Trump. Because Trump. And I think the media is culpable in it again, like they were in many of these riots that we saw in certain cities, based on a false narrative of police brutality, killings of innocent people when we find out later on that there were guns involved and violence and attacking of the police officers and whatnot. But that doesn't get reported with the fervor that the initial assault gets reported. So people leave with the idea that, wow, the police are brutalizing the African-American community. And when you have the media helping that narrative, they cause things like this to happen. I'm not blaming the media. I'm saying they are part of this. They are part of this big picture. Yes, Dallas, Texas, the five Dallas officers that were killed as payback. That's what the police chief was saying. And that is payback of what the media, that narrative that Black Lives Matter and the media perpetuate. A false narrative. Hands up, don't shoot. Never happened. The gentle giant, as you might remember, not so gentle. These things get into people's minds, then they don't hear the actual facts. And then when a grand jury doesn't indict the police officer or the person that was defending themselves, then people go, well, what happened? The justice system failed us again. It's like, no, because you didn't have the proper information. You had this false narrative that the media was putting out there. And if anyone doesn't believe that people have died based on these false narratives, that police officers' lives are in more jeopardy than ever because of these false narratives that are perpetuated by the media, you're sadly mistaken or a blithering idiot. That's it. That's the only two choices I'm giving you. Sadly mistaken, blithering idiot. To even have to question whether this was a racially motivated assault is ridiculous. And again, everyone says this. I've read this on so many Twitters, and it's absolutely true. If this situation had been reversed and a young African-American male with a mental disability was tortured by four white people who were yelling racial epithets at him and taunting him with Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton or whatever, you would see fireworks. Oh, my God. First of all, it'd just be cities in flames. You'd see cities on flame with rock and roll. There would just be a pandemonium, and the news would be covering it nonstop. But we get a little of this. Fox News, I saw, I guess they were covering it for the most part, but the other news agencies not really touching it. There it is. Look at the face on this poor guy. That is fear based on nothing but his race and the fact that Donald Trump was elected president. I am very surprised that they charged these four with a hate crime. Very surprised. Maybe this is that first step that we're seeing of a Trump presidency and what might happen, that law enforcement will be able to do their job. will be able to take back some of these cities that are in turmoil, especially Chicago. Some parts of Chicago are off limits, just off limits. You couldn't go in there. You wouldn't want to. People are being killed in record numbers, and the police are not being allowed to do their job. And for what they are being allowed to do, they don't want to do it. Why do they want to jeopardize not only their lives? And that's the amazing thing. Police officers are willing to jeopardize their lives. They know that's part of the job. They signed up for it. But when you have to think, wow, am I going to go to prison for doing my job? Oh, boy, am I going to be fired and shunned and have to try to figure out a new career with my family and stuff because I was doing my job? That's ridiculous. And that's what we got under 8 years of Obama. But Obama doesn't run the states and the every president puts a mood over the country. It happens. We've seen this happen. When we went from Carter to Ronald Reagan, the mood of the country changed. There was a pride again. There wasn't this feeling that we were a paper tiger, that the U.S. was disrespected around the world. Reagan came in, and it was not through just legislation. It was a mood. He captured the hearts of the American people and what the American people wanted. Obama put this mood over the country of division. I think the country more divided than ever. And that was something placed by his actions, his comments during some of these racial incidents. He would come out immediately before any facts are out and condemn people. The Trayvon Martin case, when he said, if I had a son, he would have looked like Trayvon. Well, if you had two sons and two daughters, they might look like the people that tortured that poor gentleman in Chicago. But they just go out without, he just went out there without any knowledge and pretty much picked a side. And people got disgusted over it over the course of 8 years. And now we're starting to get this feeling maybe there's going to be real justice and law enforcement back in this country again. And seeing that in Chicago they charged these four with a hate crime is a good sign. Because I got to be honest with you. I've been beaten down with all this stuff. I thought for sure they were not going to charge them with a hate crime. Based on their news conference from last night where we heard the police chief say, kids, they do stupid things. I was like, uh-oh, we heard the kids do stupid things line. That means a slap on the wrist or something. But I think they realized the hell that they'd have to pay if they actually didn't pursue this as a hate crime. And then the with the looming presence of Sessions as the attorney general, Trump president now, maybe things will change. I hope so. I hope, because the only way to deter things like this from happening is through strict law enforcement and punishment. There has to be consequences for these actions. And there doesn't seem to be many consequences for a lot of these things that are pushed off as just, well, it's kids. Well, it's poverty. Well, it's this. It's drugs. It's gangs. Fix it. Just fix it. You're in charge. You're in charge over there, Rahm. Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, doing nothing to protect his citizens against the carnage that is going on in Chicago. So it's a good sign, a good first sign. And there's been, like I said earlier, a lot of these, even leading up to the inauguration of Donald Trump. I think the climate of the country, the feeling of the people are changing. I think we're getting a good little preview of bringing this stuff back into some type of order, please, because it's really frustrating to sit and watch and see nothing happen when horrible crimes are committed, and no one seems to really care. No one seems to want to enforce the law. We've seen it in the protests that have happened. A lot of the police forces are told to just, hey, back off. And there's huge amounts of property damage and injuries. And nothing comes of it. Why? Why is that? Because people are scared. And the police are scared to enforce the law because they fear for their jobs, their lives, their freedom. I mean, can you imagine putting on that uniform every day, knowing that you might lose your life, accepting that, and then realizing that you could lose your freedom for doing your job because somebody has a differing opinion than you about how a situation should be handled? It's ridiculous. I say we give them a little more latitude, if you know what I mean. Anthony Cumia in for Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Couldn't be happier to be here. Love it. And we'll be back in no time. A couple of minutes. We'll go on.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Tactical nanotechnology body armor. Previously only available to military and law enforcement, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Over the past year, InfoWars has been working on some of the top special operators in the United States to source you the absolute highest quality and affordable body armor out there. Our team of former Blackwater operators and Army Rangers analyzed and tested hundreds of different body armor technologies for their stopping power and safety. Now, InfoWars is excited to announce that we have partnered up with National Defense Laboratories to bring you an advanced nanotechnology body armor that until now is only available to the U.S. military and law enforcement. This cutting-edge body armor uses a patented form of carbon nanotube technology that makes it the lightest, strongest, and most flexible body armor on the market. Even though it's only a quarter inch thick, this body armor is field-tested and confirmed to stop up to 50 cal, 50 AE pistol cartridge. No, one of the most powerful pistol rounds in production. Yes, it is. This is really a game-changing body armor that's waterproof, super lightweight, made in the USA, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and see the exclusive line of tactical nanotechnology body armor, previously only available to the U.S. military and law enforcement. Man, that sounds pretty cool, if you ask me. We were talking before about celebrities and how just out of touch they are. They are not telling us anything. They're completely delusional if they think they have any say over what we want. Milo, of course, putting out his book, and Simon & Schuster putting out Sarah Silverman and Judd Apatow. I saw a couple of their tweets. They were talking about how can Simon & Schuster do this? They're trying to figure out a way to not get his book published. Thank God Simon & Schuster not falling for it. But when you talk about fascism, the idea of preventing people from reading books and writing books and keeping books from the American people is unbelievably fascist. That is one of the great definitions of fascism. I suggested that maybe Sarah and Judd wait till the book comes out, buy a bunch of them, and then just burn them in the middle of the road. How about that? How about you just burn the books? They want to stop the publication. The idea that they, Sarah Silverman and Judd Apatow, believe they know what you should and shouldn't be reading is the pomposity of that. The idea that these two idiots actually believe they know what's best for you to read or not read. The freedom to absorb whatever information you want is one of the greatest freedoms we have here in this country. Regardless, you don't want to read it. You don't have to. No one is going to pin down Sarah Silverman and push the book in her face and hold her eyes open and make her read it. But they actually believe that this book shouldn't even be published based on their ideology and opinions. So, again, if celebrities can do us one favor in 2017, shut up. It's the greatest thing you could do is shut up. They ought to give awards at all the award shows, the Oscars and whatnot, for people that have shut up over the year the most. The celebrity that has shut their mouth the most, and then they come out and accept the award. Thanks for watching and listening. Anthony Cumia for InfoWars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.